It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Hello, welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lees. Today we're giving you a bonus episode based on the Delphi murders. It's the murder of two young teens in Delphi, Indiana. The town of Delphi, Indiana is your regular small town community where everyone knows everyone, where you can sleep with your door unlocked. On February 13th, 2017, this all changed for Delphi when an unidentified man murdered two innocent teens, Abigail Williams and Liberty German. Their bodies were found the next day by a group of civilian searchers. Liberty German was a hero and captured her killer on a video recording before she died. This man has been dubbed Bridge Guy. Investigators have received more than 42,000 tips, but have yet to make an arrest. And if you look at this clip, you'll be able to see this guy. That's pretty much who the police are looking for and trying to put a name to their face. According to witness statements, Bridge Guy, or BG for short, had reddish brown hair. He's young, between 18 and 40. He may appear younger than he is. His height was described as being 5'6 to 5'8, being 180 to 220 pounds. He wore blue jeans, blue jacket, and a brown hoodie. He was said to have been wearing a hat, best described as a short-billed camo hat with some kind of ear flaps. The hat actually is not mentioned in any of the FBI wanted posters. Another witness has said he wore a white scarf when he left the trails. While we cannot see his face due to the distance from Libby as she took the video, we can see what his body looks like, his general height, weight, the way he walks as he crosses the bridge toward the girls. You can also notice he looks like he's somewhat familiar with the bridge. We can see his clothing. One sketch portrays BG with short, wavy, curly hair. In order to commit this crime and get away with it for the time being, it would seem that the person would have to be from around here or have visited in Delphi in the past. Some who have shared their thoughts on this case believes he has some kind of connection to the area. BG doesn't weigh 225 pounds or more. We can see his proportions in the video. He's not an overweight or a large man. He may have a small amount of girth around the midsection, or the jacket may be puffy. He appears to be long-waisted, and that his torso is slightly longer than his legs. His legs appear thin under the jeans. His hips appear to be wide-set and not narrow. He is not tall, as he's under 5'9". He's not short either, but likely on the shorter side, between 5'6 and 5'8. BG did not have blonde, black, or gray hair. He was reddish-brown at the time of the homicides. His hair looks wavy, curly. He wasn't bald or significantly thinning. He didn't have long hair or really short or buzzed hair. BG was not older than 40 years of age or younger than 18. He is somewhere in the middle, likely in the mid-range of the age scale, but might look as young as 18 or early 20s. What about his clothing? Nothing about this case screams premeditation. These are likely his everyday clothes. The clothing he wore is very average for the Midwest, but appears to be an older style. Probably not someone who wore more hip clothing at the time. It's likely that this was a favorite or only jacket at the time. He may have often worn the brown hoodie without a jacket. The jeans are a lighter blue. They appear to be straight leg or boot cut, possibly a little long for him as they bunch up a bit between the knee and ankle. The shoes and what might be a fanny waist pack are of great debate. We know little about the white scarf. The shoes are dark in color. Some believe that they are black with a silver or gray vertical stripe. The FBI doesn't mention a waist pack. Some believe this is his hoodie pulled down. Others believe he's wearing some type of waist pack. The scarf is only described as white with no other detail. Two sketches of unknown origin show the scarf stopping just below the nose. The man depicted in these sketches and photos is a sexually sadistic serial killer. He will kill again. He has killed before Delphi. It's only a matter of time. He can only keep the devil in him for so long. He must be identified immediately. If you know this man, or suspect you do, even if he doesn't live in or near Delphi, do the right thing. Contact Delphi investigators, the ISP, or the Indianapolis FBI office. If you want to send in a tip for fear of reprisal or identification, you can contact the police and they can protect you. The reward right now stands at around $223,000. That's a life-changing money. You can trust investigators. When you call in a tip, investigators will never disclose who you are to the suspect. Investigators will interview the potential suspect, ask for fingerprints, likely an alibi, possibly DNA, then take it to the office and try to connect the dots. The more dots you can help fill in, the better, as they may dismiss it if they don't see the connection. Now that's the end of this episode. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. It's TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at TrueCrimeNeverSleeps. And thank you for listening. And if you want to support us, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all new episode.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.